There's certain states that are like
what do you classify as the Midwest?
When you say what's the Midwest, like the number one thing I think of Midwest is like Iowa.
I lived in the Midwest.
Okay,
Missouri.
Missouri is the Midwest.
Yeah, Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
Chicago. Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois is the Midwest. Michigan.
Michigan. Ohio.
I think parts of Ohio. I don't know. Is all of Ohio the Midwest? Because you can get pretty east in Ohio.
Would you include like Pennsylvania in it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Pennsylvania would be what?
Pennsylvania's like northeast.
Northeast, okay. Yeah. Northeast Ohio.
But then you got like western Pennsylvania is very different than
eastern Pennsylvania. Well, LeBron always says, I'm from northeast Ohio.
Northeast Ohio. Okay. Never says, does he say Midwest?
No, he says northeast Ohio.
Specifically from Akron, right?
Yeah, specifically.
And then there's, all right, what's the South exactly? There's like the South and there's the Deep South and then there's Florida. Like, what is that? People are trying to tell me that's a different thing altogether, which I've been there, so I understand.
Florida is not different. It's Miami.
Miami's different.
Miami's different.
Like, Miami's not the South.
Miami is not the South.
Even though it's the southernmost
Miami
part of the United
is
States.
Miami.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, and I learned that when I moved there.
Sure.
I'm like, oh, man, we're from the South.
But, like, is Texas the South?
Do we go by, like, nah, Civil
can't be
War
all
type
like,
things?
Like, El Paso isn't the South. El Paso's in the
Denver,
Southwest.
Mexico.
Yeah. It's way out there.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, you got parts over this way.
Where's Galveston from?
Gotta be. You know? Then what's Oklahoma? It's not the Midwest? Not the South?
You want a real wrinkle?
Do people call Oklahoma Midwest?
I don't know what they call it.
No, it's Southwest.
Southwest. Okay.
You want a real wrinkle? Great Plains.
Great Plains. Okay, yeah. So you can call it that. And then and then we've got the Northwest and the Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest.
With the Pacific Northwest,
the Northwest.
The Northwest to me is like Washington, Oregon, Idaho, even like parts of Montana.
So what's the Pacific Northwest?
The Pacific Northwest to me, and this is just my opinion,
right.
You got to be like the Pacific part is the ocean, right?
Okay.
So the Pacific Northwest is like the coast of Washington and Oregon, like the part west of the Cascade Mountains.
Okay.
Like, Idaho's not the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest is only two states.
And it's not even all of two states. Like, Spokane is not the Pacific Northwest. Spokane's in eastern Washington. It's damn near in Idaho. You're closer to Montana than you are to Seattle.
Okay. So what do they call it?
What do they call it? They call it God's country.
What do they call it?
I don't know. But, you know, everybody's got their own little different definitions of what stuff is.
Yeah.
I don't know why that came up, but I'm glad it did.
But I'm from Fort Valley. All right. And so people call it Middle Georgia. We call it South Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, but people call it Middle Georgia.
I'll be honest. Before I lived in Atlanta, if you would have given me a map of Georgia and said, where's Atlanta? I would have been way wrong. I would have guessed way further south. Atlanta's way further north in the state than I thought that it was, than I would have thought. I would have probably put it where Macon is. If you had asked me, like, pin the tail on Georgia,
but no.
Pin Atlanta on Georgia, I would have put
it
where
Macon
is. That's
what it's called, like 478912. That's that area down there.
Give people not from Atlanta or Georgia a map without the state lines drawn on. Mm-hmm. And then see where they think Atlanta is.
Or just like which state is where. Like, because
you go to the
top part, you're touching all kinds of different states right there. You got Tennessee, you got North Carolina, you got South Carolina.
What's that mountain that when people say you go to the top of the mountain, you can see seven different states?
Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain.
Oh, okay. You can look all different directions and see all kinds of different stuff. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, the New York Yankees are just showing off at this point.
Yes, they are.
So I believe we talked about this on the back page. It was opening weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Yankees lead off a baseball game with back-to-back-to-back home runs. Paul Goldschmidt, Cody Bellinger, and Aaron Judge. Yesterday was the one-month anniversary to that happening.
Wow.
They did the same thing again. Trent Grisham, Aaron Judge, Ben Rice, back-to-back-to-back home runs to lead off a baseball game. Home runs on command. Meanwhile, we can't hit one at Coors Field.
Who they beat?
But it's fine because we're still putting up a lot of runs without hitting home runs.
Yeah, we're doing it the hard way. Torpedo bats. By the way, Matt Olson's using one.
There's more hitters in our lineup hitting torpedo bats than I would have thought. Oh,
yeah,
one of them.
The torpedo bats.
Austin Riley's hitting torpedo bats.
Yeah.
Really?
We thought it was just going to be for like contact hitters that needed a little extra help fighting off the inside pitches.
I don't get Olson swinging one at all, but at least he does get sawed off sometimes, so I guess that's – I don't know. He has full extension, and it hadn't shown that I've seen somebody with a torpedo bat going after an outside pitch. But I guess if you have an inside-out swing, you hit that pitch to right field too. Maybe it hits on the torpedo.
He's been hitting better. I know that. Matt Olson went 3 for 5 last night.
As ugly as those things are, torpedo batted up.
Is it?
Can you notice the difference? Like when you're
on TV?
On
no.
TV?
Yeah.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. It's probably, I mean, it's, it, no, it narrows. You can tell.
Yeah, it gets a little narrower at the tip.
Baseball bats. So speaking of showing off, or maybe showing out.
Or I guess that's maybe this.
Yeah,
this the end of
just
it.
Just stop. Just stop.
The
Jose, barrel. Just stop.
Speaking of little guys, too. Jose Altuve just informed the Houston Astros that he doesn't want to lead off anymore during home games because you know how Jose Altuve moved out to left field and to get to the home dugout, his first baseline in most ballparks?
Right.
So Jose Altuve, who when the home team starts in the outfield, he's playing left, he doesn't like that he has to run all the way in to lead off a baseball game. He doesn't think he has enough time to get ready.
That makes sense.
As if commercial breaks are so long in baseball, though. If you can't get from left field to home plate, get your batting gloves on, and get up into the batter's box, come on.
That makes a lot
really?
Of sense.
It's a good example, though, of how much crap these guys wear now, though. Right?
Yeah. If it was just, you think that's weird? I don't have enough time to suit up.
Because he's got to put on his armor. He's probably got an elbow thing and a foot thing.
How much time do you think will be cut off of baseball games? If they didn't have to do it. Because every damn time somebody gets walked, they got to bend over, they got to take out this shit.
They got
to take their arm thing.
And then they got to get their new stuff to go run the bases
it's
with.
Crazy.
And like, and at that level, it's irritating to watch Marcelo Ozuna do it because it's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, you really going to steal a base? Like, you need your slide glove?
Why do you need that slide glove?
But then you know what's happening, though, and I'm sure you see it. Kids emulate. So now I bet you go to any Little League game, I bet Jaxton or Braxlin or whatever their names are taking off all their armor, and then they're going down to first base, and they're putting on their sliding gloves.
They
got to do all their crap.
But the thing about it is because people allow that too. My children, you go ask all my boys, you got a ball to get towels. You got a ball to wear a shield.
Good.
You got a ball to wear your wristband.
You got to earn it.
You got to earn it. You got to earn it in my house. But I'm not going to just buy all that stuff for you. You have to earn that. That's how I am with them. Like, and they used to get so mad. Talk about some dad, can I get some jewelry? No, I'm not going to pay $100 cleats so you don't ball. You ball, you got everything you want. But you got a ball. I don't want no fresh-ass bench woman.
Yeah, if you're average, you could be average anything.
I don't want a fresh-ass bench woman looking good on the damn bench, turn around, taking pictures all the time with your grandma. Babe, turn around. No. If you are my child, if you want that fancy, smashy stuff, because I'll get it for you. You got a ball.
Yeah, you got to do something
for it.
You
got a ball.
When we were in Little League, if there was already two outs and you were the catcher, you just had.
Yeah, you went to the plate.
With your shins on.
Yeah, you put the shin pads
on.
You
went to the on-deck circle with
them.
No, we would just at bat with them on and then you would just ran.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Come on.
You had a ball.
No, you would take them off the bat.
You're making them slower.
No, you would just.
Oh, you would
bat in the things?
No,
we couldn't take them off. We were young.
We would stand in the.
I don't know if that's legal.
Yeah, we couldn't take them off and put them on ourselves.
We would stand right before, like, if you
were. We're all the same age.
When you hold on. Like, if you weren't on deck, but you were the batter before on deck, you would keep them on.
Yeah.
But
and then if you came to the plate, you'd take them off. Yeah.
The hell kind of baseball y'all playing, eh?
They weren't hard to clip. It was just a little strap.
Sounds really strange.
What the hell are you talking about, eh?
What league are you talking about?
Okay, yeah, we're all too close in age for, like, one person to have the struggle that the other person
did. Back
didn't
in
have.
My day.
Anyway.
Where were we? So, unveiling this morning, speaking of showing off stuff, Major League Baseball and the Braves unveiled the first look at what will be the Capital One All-Star Village. So it's going to be at Cobb Center. So across the street, around the corner, however they're saying, from the Battery.
Is that where Murph's is at?
Yeah, yeah. So 500,000 Cobb Galleria Center. Yeah, that's where Murph's is.
Okay,
great.
Good.
500,000 square feet, $35 for the cheapest ticket to get in the place.
And how much?
$35.
Oh,
it's July 12th through the 15th. That's All-Star Weekend.
So it's like a fan fest kind of
thing? Yeah. So daily visits from MLB and MILB mascots. That'll be fun for kids.
Okay, blooper.
MLB The Show gaming kiosks. You can go flex your home run derby, your skills. MLB draft experience where kids are, where fans are called to a podium like the number one pick of their favorite team.
Nice. That's cool.
I got a question.
You got prank calls involved there?
I got a question for you, Bo.
What's up?
And Andy. Like, y'all, it's All-Star, because I'd have been to Super Bowls. I'd have been to NBA All-Star Weekend. What's MLB All-Star Weekend like?
So it's not even, it's mostly Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
So the game, I think, is on Tuesday or Monday night.
Like, do people come in for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be open.
Yeah.
the ballpark will be open the entire weekend because on like Saturday you've got the Legends Celebrities game, you've got the Futures game.
You got to remember specifically.
Do them people come in?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Like,
the All-Star game was in Seattle when I was 16, and I remember the National League All-Stars were staying at a hotel downtown, and I happened to be there when the bus pulled up. Like, I guess they had batting practice or something like that. And we were there, and like, it was crazy. Like,
do the strippers fly in? That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, them people.
But as Barry Bonds got off, it was as a 16-year-old kid, and like all these guys, it was so cool. It was so exciting.
Hell yeah, because Barry Bonds, but both
Randy Johnson.
That's what I said. NBA All-Star game and Super Bowl.
Yeah,
them people fly in.
Right. I don't know.
But we're in Atlanta, so that's what I'm saying.
They're already here.
Yeah, they're already here.
They're already here. Yeah. There'll be people, especially because the Battery is such a cool hub, and then you've got that over there too. And there's Braves fans everywhere in this region, so folks are going to drive in for it. I bet it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be fun. Crowdedness, and if you buy anything in that area, buy a ticket to do anything, prepay for parking, whatever you got.
Okay.
If you live relatively close to the stadium, you could probably Airbnb your house.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to come stay at the crib?
Yeah.
Well, y'all want to come stay at the crib? Yeah.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
So quick shout out to Luca, by the way. So over the weekend, I had this story yesterday, actually, but then there was a follow-up to it today, which makes it even more cooler. So two graffiti artists decided to go head-to-head in Los Angeles and insult each other, and one of the guys decided to deface a Kobe and Gigi mural that this other graffiti artist had designed. His name was Slow Motions. Somebody scribbled over the entire freaking mural of Kobe and Gigi and then scribbled out this guy's name and it said, and then painted over it, "Keep running your mouth," expletive. Mm. So I guess graffiti artists are running their mouths at each other and then spray painting over their own murals.
I did.
Yeah. So Luca, very quickly, as of yesterday, last night, today, donated $5,000 to clean off the mural and restore it. So shout out to you.
Hey, good job, Luca.
Good job, Luca.
And there's a special place in hell for graffiti artist battlers painting over.
Yeah, like murals of,
I just remember when
dead children.
Remember when Spit used to spray over Ramon's tag and stuff.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it get pretty heated?
Most people who've seen the movie know what I'm talking about. Beat Street. Have you seen Beat Street?
Mm-mm.
Well, Beat Street, Ramon was one. Ramon with the Puerto Rican in there, and Ramon used to tag subways. And everything, beautiful art. And there was this hood dude that used to scribble Spit on it. That was his.
So disrespectful.
Hell yeah, Ramon Spit. Like, they spent like days never mind.
Yeah, that's. No, I think what you were doing, that reference was resonating with a lot of people, I think.
I bet folk know what I'm talking
about.
There's
some people, yeah. There's some people, for sure. Not, I won't say not everybody. Not everybody. Did you guys get it?
If you've seen Beat Street, you get it.
You guys seen that? I haven't seen it. But there's some people that did, probably. You're catering to a very specific audience. There's nothing wrong with that. I like to do that, too, sometimes. All right, we'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.